This is Alive with Joseph.
Okay, let's get into scriptures this morning. Let's look at how to engage the power of fasting and prayer in commanding supernatural shift. Let's read Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 9. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. Amen. So we're looking at what I titled, The Power of Fasting for Supernatural Shift. The Power of Fasting for Supernatural Shift. Fasting is a proven spiritual device for the operation and the manifestation of supernatural shift. When you study all through the Bible, you will see that. When you study the Bible as well, you will begin to see men and women who experience supernatural shift through the power of fasting and prayer. But number one example was Moses. Moses enjoyed supernatural shift through fasting and prayer. He was on a long fast when he went to receive the tablets of commandment from the Lord. He was on that long fast until the glory of God enveloped him. When you look at Exodus chapter 34 from verse 29 to 30, the scripture says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he has spoken with the Lord. You see, he has stayed long in the presence of the Lord and his face became radiant. Even though he was not aware, everyone around him could see. The Bible said, when Aaron and all Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant and they were afraid to come near him. His face was radiant. I pray for you on the wings of these 21 days, your life will be decorated with glory in the name of Jesus. I say you will be birthed into glory in the name of Jesus. Number two example is Elijah. Elijah was a symbol of fire and power. He was a man who lived a fasted life. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8, so he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of the Lord. So that means when he went on the strength of that food and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Another example was Queen Esther. Esther also experienced supernatural shift by the power of fasting and prayer. He destroyed the conspiracy of Haman against the Jews and canceled the threat of extermination of the Jews by the power of fasting and prayer. Esther chapter 4, 15 to 17 says, then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, go gather together all the Jews who are in Shusha and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. Will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Another example of supernatural shift in the Bible you will find was a nation called Nineveh. When they were supposed to be destroyed, through fasting and prayer, they were delivered from the prophesied disaster and judgment when they fasted and prayed. When they fasted and prayed, they were delivered from the prophesied disaster and judgment. Jonah chapter 3, verse 7 to 10 says, this is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animal, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let the people and animals be covered with sackcloth. They fasted, they did dry fast here. They didn't eat, they didn't drink. Let them be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil way and their violence. Who knows? God may relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. So that was the first time in the scriptures where you will find in human history where human beings and animals alike fasted in a nation. Human beings and animals. I can imagine the logistical nightmare in trying to control animals not to fast. I can imagine the chaos, trying to make sure that animals are not eating or drinking. Can you imagine all of the confusion in the land? But these people, they did that, and by that, they averted the judgment. I pray for you. Every satanic verdict that have been smuggled into your 2026, on the wings of this prayer and fasting, it shall be overturned in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be overturned in the name of Jesus. It shall be overturned in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Then the Apostle Paul also was one man in the Bible that experienced multiple levels of supernatural shift. He experienced all kinds of shifts in his journey here on the planet Earth. Paul, speaking about his fasting life, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, he said, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. So he fasted so often. The Bible said that the Apostle Paul said, in fastings often, this man observed or lived a fasted life to the point where he functioned so much in the supernatural, more than anyone else in the New Testament outside of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He functioned in the supernatural. Hear me, friends, there are people in this house that by the time the 21 days prayer and fasting is over, I announce you will be functioning in a supernatural dimension in the name of Jesus. I say you'll be functioning in a supernatural dimension in the name of Jesus. In business, in your career, you will function supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. What then is not fasting? Before we look at what fasting is, let's look at what then is not fasting. What is not fasting? Number one, fasting is not you punishing yourself. Some people feel that for God to hear them, they must punish themselves or suffer themselves. Number two, fasting doesn't twist the hand of God. God is consistent and constant. Fasting does not twist his hands. God cannot be manipulated with fasting. Never forget that. God can never be manipulated with fasting. So when we are fasting, we are aligning ourselves with God's intention and purposes for our lives. Concerning the nation of Nineveh, when they fasted, God's position didn't change. Take note of that. The position of God did not change. Instead, they were the ones who aligned themselves with God's righteous demand, and the judgment was averted. God's position never changed. What they did was, through their fasting, they were able to align themselves with God's righteous demands, and when they did that, the judgment that was hanging over them was reversed. I don't know who you are. Any satanic judgment released over your 2026, I command it be reversed in the name of Jesus. I say be reversed in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your loudest praise. Hallelujah. Number three, fasting is not religious duty to look better than others. There are people who, when you tell them you're fasting, they'll say, how many days are you fasting? You say, I'm fasting for 21 days. They say, me, I'm doing 40 days. I've been fasting since thy kingdom come. Well, that's your business. Fasting is not a religious duty to want to appear better than another person. It's not a religious duty. Don't get into all kinds of things and boasting about fasting. Fasting is not a religious duty. Someone say, we are fasting for 100 days. You go die. You just keep fasting for 100 days. Amen. Don't do that. Fasting is not religious duty that you use to appear better than others. Number three. Okay. What then is fasting? What then is fasting? Number one, fasting is you abstaining from food or pleasure for a period of time in order to align with God's purpose and plans. You are abstaining from food or pleasure for a period of time in order for you to align with God's purpose and plan. Biblical fasting is about abstaining from food, first of all. Biblical fasting. I know the world have introduced all kinds of other fasting. I'm fasting my phone. I'm fasting all kinds of, you know. Biblical fasting. Bible fasting is abstaining from food. Human knowledge fasting is I'm abstaining from my Bible. Someone will say I'm fasting social media. What kind of fasting is that? That's not fasting. So we are fasting. Listen, the fasting we are engaging is Bible fasting. We are abstaining from pleasant food and pleasure for 21 days. For 21 days. Number two, what then is fasting? Fasting stirs up hunger and submission towards God. When we fast, it stirs up hunger and submission towards God. Fasting intensifies hunger towards God. It also amplifies our submission towards God. Joel chapter 2 verse 12 says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart with fasting. Return to me with all your heart with fasting and weeping and mourning. God wants you to express your desperation at the place of fasting. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. She was simply expressing desperation at the place of fasting. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2 says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Number three, fasting is expression of our human limitations and helplessness. It is a way of humbling ourselves in securing the help of God for supernatural shift. When Jehoshaphat was confronted in the Bible said that he feared. That fear did not drive him towards strange gods. The fear drove him to fast, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. He proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. He proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. So what was the purpose of the fast that he proclaimed? The Bible said in verse 4, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. The purpose of the fast was they were to ask God to help them. I don't know who you are. This year, God will help you in the name of Jesus. I say on the wings of your 21 days prayer and fasting, the Almighty God will help you in the name of Jesus. I say God will help you in the name of Jesus. So we are seeking God to express our human limitations and our human helplessness in seeking God's help and securing his help for supernatural shift. Number four, fasting is humbling the flesh so as to allow the spirit man have expression or gain ascendancy. We humble our flesh with fasting so that our spirit man can have mastery. During times of fasting, our spirit man is more alert, more awake, and more aware. More alert, more awake, and more aware. Listen, there are two things that is contending to gain, you know, mastery over the flesh. Listen, friends, the flesh is a servant. The flesh is a servant. The soul and the spirit decide the direction of the flesh. If the soul is strong, the flesh will walk towards carnality. If the spirit man is strong, the flesh will walk towards the things of God. So during times of fasting, you are subduing the soul so that the spirit man can gain mastery over the flesh. Are you understanding me? That is why a believer who doesn't fast often will perpetually live in the flesh. Any Christian who doesn't live a fasted life will forever live in the flesh. Why? Because you have no way of subduing the soul so that the spirit man can have mastery over the flesh. Hallelujah. So fasting is a way of humbling the flesh. It's a way of humbling the flesh. Take note of the following quickly. Number one, you are not fasting to impress the people around you, and you are certainly not fasting to impress God. You're not fasting to impress anyone, and you're not fasting to impress God. Amen. Number two, you are not fasting to boast or brag about how spiritual you are. You're not fasting to boast or brag about. You know, there are people that when they are fasting like this, they are boasting. You know, do you know how many days I've been fasting now? And you're not fasting to do that. The scripture actually, you know, cancels us against that. He said, moreover, when you fast, Matthew 6:16 to 18. Moreover, when you fast, Be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret, he will reward you openly. Child of God, you don't use fasting, you don't use spirituality to impress. We don't do spirituality to impress people around us. There are people, they become fasting monitors or fasting police. You know, they are looking at you. You don't even look like you're fasting. You're fasting. Why is your mouth so oily? You're fasting. That devil is about you. Such people come near you, rebuke the spirit. Say, you foul devil, I rebuke you, Satan, get thee behind me. Amen. Are you hearing me now? Don't let anybody intimidate. You're not fasting unto man. You are fasting unto God. Are you hearing me now? Your fasting is towards God, not towards any man. He said, don't appear to men that you are fasting. That's what Jesus said. So when we see you, we shouldn't even know that you are fasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Amen. Number three, you're not fasting, focusing on when the fast will be over. Your focus should be what you are trusting God to do in your life. Number four, don't fast without actively engaging spiritually. You don't fast without active spiritual engagement with prayer and the study of the word of God. You must be actively engaged in prayer and the study of the word of God. And the good news is, we've made it easy for you to engage. We have the morning, 5 a.m. morning prayers, which you must join every day. You must join. I'm not suggesting to you. It's an instruction. Listen, you are delivered from destruction by instruction. Instruction sets you free. God said, do you know why God gives us leaders? God gives us leaders so that they can instruct us. When anybody is not being instructed, they're already destroyed. When you are instructed, follow instruction. I'm not instructing you towards destruction. I'm instructing you towards liberty and freedom. So 5 a.m., join the morning prayers. 5:30 p.m., you are here. Even if you knock off late, be here. Even if you knock off and it's just 20 minutes before the service is over, still come in. Give the Lord your praise this morning. We'll meet every day 1 hour, 5:30 to 6:30, so that we pray, we hear the word, we praise God, and I dismiss you to go home. Number five, don't fast, without actively engaging in spiritual things. Okay. What does fasting do in our lives? Number one, light breaks forth during fasting. Isaiah 58 verse 8, you will find that there. During this fast, be on a search. Search for insights on issues of concern in your life. Use this fasting season to seek for direction from God. Use this fasting season to receive supernatural wisdom in managing the different levels of shift God will be bringing you into. Number two, fasting helps us to maintain our spiritual authority. Fasting is for routine maintenance of our spiritual authority. Fasting is for routine maintenance of our spiritual authority. It helps us. The discipline of fasting helps us to maintain, to form routine maintenance of our spiritual authority. When you live a fasted life, you are always ready for emergencies. You are always ready for when emergency confronts you, you are always ready. Fasting helps to prep us spiritually. It helps to prep us. Fasting must always go with prayers. That's why, as I said earlier on, every day we have put out time, 5:30 p.m. in the evening, 5 a.m. in the morning. Join the prayers. Understand that a prayerless fast is a useless fast. A prayerless fast is a useless fast. A prayerless fast is a useless fast. Prayers, start your prayer, your fasting day with prayers. And finish it with prayers. Start it with prayers. Finish it with prayers. During the time of fasting and prayers, maintain minimal distraction as well. Maintain minimal distraction during this season of fasting and prayers. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Nudge your neighbor for me, please. Tell them, stay focused. Tell them, stay focused. Tell them, stay focused. For the last time, tell them, stay focused. Stay focused. The Bible said that Jacob was left alone. Fasting and prayer time is for a season where you must be left alone. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Where spiritual issues are at stake, you and I must be left alone. You must be left alone to have encounters with God. Ensure that you maintain minimal distraction. During this fasting and prayer, be on the lookout for instructions. Be on the lookout for instructions. Understand that a majority of your assignment in the times of fasting is that light should break forth. Light should break forth. Be on the lookout for instructions of the Lord. According to Psalm 85, verse 8, it says, I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to foolishness. In this season of fasting, reduce also your talkativeness. Reduce your talkativeness. Too much talk is leakage of power. Too much talk is leakage of power. Stop, you know, unnecessary engagement. You're just talking. You can't seem to have a break on your mouth. Please. When you talk too much, you lose power. There are people who have a phobia for silence. Amen. They have a phobia. When everywhere is silent, something in their body says something. They have a phobia for silence. Limit talking. There are people who the enemy will use words to come and confuse you with. Be careful. Talkativeness, it reduce it. During fasting time, be on the lookout for instruction and reduce talkativeness. When the children of Israel were asked to march around the wall of Jericho, one of the key instructions given to them was to close their mouth. God said, close your mouth. I know if you don't close your mouth, you will expose yourself. Close your mouth. Close your mouth. Let this year, not just during the fasting, this year should be one year that you talk less. Talk less this year. I know some of you say, well, Pastor, you know, I will not talk with my mouth. I'll talk with my hand, even including your hands. Keep your hands. You'll talk less with everything. There are some people, their social media story, their WhatsApp story is so busy. It's so busy. They have 100. You know, they're just writing all kinds of things. That's talking. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the hand is writing. Amen. Talk less. Amen. Hold your mouth. Glory to God. Give Jesus praise this morning. And I'm not talking about talking when you have to engage with clients. That's not what I'm talking. You talk when you engage with clients, with your customers, with colleagues at work, concerning business related or work related issues. And as a student, I'm also not talking about when you have to engage with your teachers. A student, now you come and say, well, Pastor said we shouldn't be talking. So they ask you a question. You say, my pastor said I shouldn't say anything. He said, answer the question. Amen. That's not the kind of not talking I'm talking about. Amen. What I'm simply saying is useless discussions that genders to strive. Because talkativeness is leakage of power. The Bible also tells us it. Actually, let's read this together. Everybody. Proverbs chapter 10. Thank you. Let's read together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Uh-huh. You didn't read it well. Let's read it properly. Everybody, are you ready? 1, 2, 3, let's read. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. He said, be sensible. So that means anybody who talks too much is not sensible. Things that helps you to amplify the fast. Quickly, number one, praise and worship. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, verse 2, the Bible said they were involved in worship and fasting. One day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, they were worshiping and fasting. This is a time where have your own time of worship. Have your own time of worship. Have your own time of praise to the Lord. And after that, in the midst of that verse 2, that same verse 2 continues, says, appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them. Fasting should be mixed with abundance of worship and praise. Number 2, how do you amplify your fasting and prayer? Number 2, things that help to amplify. Number 2, vows and sacrifices amplifies your fasting. The fasting, this fasting, the vows and sacrifice helps to amplify your fasting. Tell yourself, by the time the 21 days is over, I'm going to give this as a sacrifice. I'm going to give this as a sacrifice. Listen, we may not teach you this all the time. We may not even be teaching, but it doesn't cancel the truth that it exists. It may have been bastardized. It doesn't cancel the truth that it exists. The first fruit exists. It exists. It is real. And I've seen the testimony in my life. Every time we finish fasting and prayer, I take a substantial amount of money as an offering and sow into what my spiritual father. I sow into his life. I sow into his life. I don't sow into a life church. I sow into his life because I believe that my fasting, my prayer mixed with my giving carries tremendous power. Set aside. We may not tell you this, but the truth is we need to tell you so that you can walk in dominion. Whatever truth we keep away from you, we are denying you. We are stopping you from receiving. Hallelujah. Amen. So you set aside, tell yourself, by the time the 21 days is over, I will give this sacrifice to open up the year, to declare the favor of God upon my life. There are things that money will never buy for you. Listen, friends, there are things that money can never purchase. Only God can do it in our lives. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Make a vow. The fasting, go back home today. Tell yourself, Lord, this is a vow I'm making towards, by the time the end of the fasting is over, I'm bringing this before you. I'm bringing this before you. Don't be afraid. Don't listen. Don't let social media deceive you. The wicked part is when you see most of these people that write things about the Church of Jesus Christ on social media, they're not even born again. Most of them are unbelievers. And you follow unbelievers telling you how to worship your God. Get your seed ready. Get your vows. Let it be a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Number three, write down expectations. So, because writing down expectations also amplifies the fast. Write down your expectations. That's why we have given you the expectation card. We have not given you the expectation card so that you can write your grocery list on it. No. I just caught somebody right there. Write down your expectations. Write it down. It helps to amplify. You know, it helps you when you're praying focused prayers. Write down your expectations. Take this, please, and write it down. What are the benefits of fasting? Quickly, number one, it establishes divine plan, purpose, and prosperity, and prophecy. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Number two, fasting and prayer helps to avert impending danger and judgment. It happened with Esther and the Jews and also with the nation called Nineveh in the Bible. Number three, fasting and prayer terminates captivity, bondages, yokes, and affliction. Isaiah 58, verse 6. Number four, light and insight breaks forth from the word of God during fasting and prayer. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Number five, your health springs forth through fasting and prayers. This has been medically proven. Health is a benefit of fasting and prayer. Some of you, since January, since December, you know the kind of meat you have eaten, my friend, you have become an abattoir. This fasting time is a time to detox so that your health can spring up speedily. You need strength and health to be able to enjoy supernatural shift. Amen. You know, most of the people today, the sickness they are suffering is a lifestyle issue. Is a life. Their mouth can't seem to rest every time, you know, they are eating, you know, all kinds of things. They drink sugar, they drink this, they drink that, they drink Coca-Cola, they drink, you know, Sprite, they drink Fanta, they drink this. Am I saying you shouldn't take it? No, that's not what I'm saying. But during this fasting and prayer time, let it be a time where you stay away. It's a time where your system rests. Your system is tired. Ah! You have punished it all. Since December 1, the kind of things you have eaten, it's medically proven. Medically proven. Some people, I can tell you right now, they are 30 minutes exercise away from a healthy life. The thing they are suffering is just 30 minutes exercise away. Just 30 minutes exercise. And then panting as if they would die the next moment, it will go. When I tell you I can never be sick, it's not only I pray, yes. But my friend, I do my best to live a healthy life. When I tell you I can never be sick, beyond prayers, I live a healthy life. I do my best to live. If you know how many kilometers my leg has carried, December alone, I ran over close to 300 kilometers on this leg. So when I'm jumping, I can never be sick. I can never be sick. And you're joining me to say the same thing. Number one, revelation. Number two, a healthy lifestyle. So you're swinging, I can never be sick. You're eating anyhow. Eating anyhow. My friend, you'll be sick. Oh. You will. It's not a curse. It's just, it goes with the territory. Amen. So give your system a rest. It's vegetables. It's vegetables. It's Daniel fast. No meat, no fish. Don't go and be sneaking around the corner. You know, Pastor, my body is shaking. You won't die. If you die, we resurrect you. We resurrect you. You wake up. Amen. You wake up. We wake you up. You have plenty of assignment on the earth. We wake you up. Amen. Number six, habits and addictions are broken through fasting and prayer. Number seven, revival and times of refreshing happens by fasting and prayer. Number eight, access to divine guidance and direction happens. Number nine, fasting increases spiritual sensitivity and receptivity. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. Number 10, fasting connects you to supernatural strength, energy, and stamina. You can't be a weakling when you understand the power of fasting. You can't be a weakling. You can't. You can't. Number 11, fasting upgrades your spiritual authority. Number 12, victory is delivered in battle through fasting and prayer. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.